ಶುಭೋದಯ ಬೆಂಗಳೂರು ಬಾಯ್ಸ್ ಸ್ನೇಹಿತರೆ, ಕೇಳಿದ್ರಾ? ಹಸುರಿನ ಮನಸ್ಸರಿಗೆ ಒಲಿದು ಸೌಂದರ್ಯ ಸರಸ್ವತಿನೇ ಧರೆಗಿಳಿದು ಬಂದ್ಲಂತೆ.
ಆದ್ರೆ ಇತ್ತೀಚೆಗೆ ಏನಾಗ್ತಾ ಇದೆ? ಮಾನವನ ಮೂರ್ಖತೆಯಿಂದ, ಅತಿ ಆಸೆಯಿಂದ, ಕೆಲವು ಕಡೆ ಅನಿವಾರ್ಯತೆಯಿಂದ ಕೂಡ ಪರಿಸರ ಹಾಳಾಗ್ತಾ ಇದೆ.
ಹೀಗೆ ಮುಂದುವರೆದರೆ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಧರೆಗಿಳಿಯೋದು ದೂರದ ಮಾತಾಯ್ತು. ಈಗ ಇಳಿದಿರೋ ಎಲ್ಲಾ ಸೌಂದರ್ಯ ದೇವತೆಗಳು ಕೂಡ ಈ ಧರೆಯಿಂದ ಪಟಕ್ ಅಂತ ಮಾಯ ಆಗ್ಬಿಡ್ತಾರೆ.
ಈ ಜಗತ್ತು, ಈ ಭೂಮಿ ನಮ್ ಹಕ್ಕಲ್ಲ, ನಮ್ ಪ್ರಿವಿಲೇಜ್ ಅಂತ ಅರ್ಥ ಮಾಡ್ಕೊಂಡಿರೋಳು ಬಹಳ ಕಮ್ಮಿ ಜನ.
ಈ ಪರಿಸರ, ಈ ನೇಚರ್ ನಾವು ಹುಟ್ಟಾಕಿದ್ದಲ್ಲ, ಇದು ನಮ್ಮ ರೆಸ್ಪಾನ್ಸಿಬಿಲಿಟಿ. ಇದು ನಮ್ಮ ಆಟದ ವಸ್ತು ಅಲ್ಲ ಅಂತ ಯಂಗರ್ ಜನರೇಷನ್ಗೆ ತಿಳಿ ಹೇಳೋ ತುರ್ತು ಅಗತ್ಯ ನಮ್ ಪ್ರಪಂಚಕ್ಕೆ ಇದೆ.
ರೈಟ್. ಬಟ್ ಕೆಲವ್ಸಲ ಇಂತಹ ವಿಷಯಗಳು ನಮ್ಮ ಯಂಗರ್ ಜನರೇಷನ್ ಇಂದಲೇ ನಮ್ಗಿಂತ ಹೆಚ್ಚು ಗೊತ್ತಿರುತ್ತೆ.
ಒಂದ್ ಹೆಜ್ಜೆ ಮುಂದೆ ಇರ್ತಾರೆ. ಅಬ್ಸಲ್ಯೂಟ್ಲಿ ರೈಟ್. ವಿ ಡೂ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸಚ್ ಅನ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ ರೈಟ್ ಇನ್ ಫ್ರಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಸ್, ಮೈ ಡಿಯರ್ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ಸ್. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಅವರ್ ಪ್ಲೆಷರ್ ಟು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ವಿತ್ ಅಸ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಅಟ್ ಬೆಂಗಳೂರು ವಾಯ್ಸ್ ಅ ಬೋರ್ನ್ ಲೀಡರ್, ಅ ಯಂಗ್ ಪ್ರಾಡಿಜಿ, ಅ ಕಾನ್ಶಿಯನ್ಶಿಯಸ್ ಕ್ಲೈಮೇಟ್ ಲೀಡರ್, ಪವನ್ ರಾಜ್ ಗೌಡ.
Of course, he's got one of the some of the finest awards in his branches, like President Award, John Muir Awards. And welcome to show our Bengaluru voice, Pavan.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our great pleasure to have you. And we're all excited to know more about your, how did you get started with all this environment things, and how did you get started? How did you fall in love with the nature?
So as long as I can remember, I've always been passionate about the environment.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was driving home after preschool, I would have this song in my head, the cleanup song. Clean up, clean up, everybody,
clean.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Clean up, clean up, everybody, do your share.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then as I look around, I would see trash all over the place and realize that our parents mm-hmm. weren't cleaning up and doing their share. So uh-huh. like this, I started getting more and more interested about the environmental problems.
Mm-hmm.
And then in second grade, I wrote a story called The Two Lakes. So now it's to show that how the whole community should come together to care for the environment.
Uh-huh.
So I started getting more and more passionate as I started learning more about the issues and seeing people being irresponsible towards their planet.
Uh-huh.
Then on my 8th birthday, my parents gave me my website, greenkidsnow.org, as
wow.
a birthday gift. Yeah, so then I started interviewing people like our local park rangers
mm-hmm.
and Ed Begley Jr. to learn more about green living. And I would publish whatever I learned on my website.
Mm-hmm.
So soon the Environmental Division of Fremont saw that I was taking action, offered me a spot as an exhibitor in their Earth Day Fair.
Mm-hmm.
So this event was very successful, and I asked every kid that came by to pledge to become a green kid.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. So then about 1.5 years later, we registered Green Kids Now as a nonprofit organization, and we've taken off from there.
Wow.
That's wonderful. See, Pavan, at that age, kids would be interested in several other things.
Right.
Like video games.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, it's lots of iPads and games, basically, some sort of games. But it's very, very interesting and very encouraging to find out that kids are interested in noble things like this as well. And that's great. I mean, you know, on a lighter note, even I was not cleaning up, but my kids didn't pick up. But that's really great on your part that you picked up something that's not only the right thing to do, but it's very, very beneficial to the entire world. Probably at that age, you wouldn't have even realized what you were getting set on, right?
Yeah.
So, and you talked about your book, Two Lakes. I believe it's published now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where can we get that book?
Okay, so I've written two books. So one is called The Two Lakes,
mm-hmm.
and it's from Two Tales from My Kid.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a book I wrote in second grade, and mm-hmm. you can find it on Amazon.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And also another book I've written is called Gecko Boy, The Battle of Fracking. So this is the first biomimicry science fiction book, and it also teaches about the negative side effects that fracking could have.
Wow.
And that is also available on Amazon.
Wow. And you said when you were in second grade, you wrote the first book?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing, Pavan.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. You know, in second grade, I tried to write a book. with R as one full page. That's really commendable. Pavan Snehitre, you kelisikolta idira Pavan Rajgowdan jothe maatadta idivi. Call maadbekada sankhye 510-270-8830.
510-270-8830.
Pavan Rajgowda, nama climate leader agi, young entrepreneur agi, Green Kids Now in ಅನ್ನೋ ನಾನ್ ಪ್ರಾಫಿಟ್ ಆರ್ಗನೈಸೇಷನ್ ಶುರು ಮಾಡಿ ಬಹಳ ಸಣ್ಣ ವಯಸ್ಸಿಂದನೆ ಬೇರೆ ಎಲ್ಲ ಮಕ್ಕಳನ್ನು ಸೇರಿಸ್ಕೊಂಡು ನಮ್ಮ ಎನ್ವೈರನ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ನ ಹೇಗೆ ಕಾಪಾಡೋದು, ಪರಿಸರನ ಹೇಗೆ ಸಂರಕ್ಷಿಸೋದು ಅನ್ನೋದ್ರ ಬಗ್ಗೆ ಬಹಳ ಕೆಲಸ ಮಾಡಿದಾನೆ. ಅವನ ಜೊತೆ ಮಾತಾಡಬೇಕು ಅಂದ್ರೆ ಕಾಲ್ ಮಾಡಿ 510-270-8830. ಅಂಡ್ ವಿ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ದಟ್ ಪವನ್ಸ್ ಬುಕ್ಸ್, ಟೂ ಆಫ್ ಎಮ್ ಇನ್ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್, ಆರ್ ಅವೈಲೇಬಲ್ ಆನ್ ಅಮೆಝಾನ್ ಫಾರ್ ಯು ಟು ಬೈ.
Yes. Pavan, what do you guys do in Green Kids Now, your non-profit organization? Like,
what are some of the activities?
Activities that you guys do.
So what we're trying to focus now is we're trying to move kids to the path of responsible innovation mm-hmm. while utilizing the STEM areas and being responsible and caring for our planets.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the ways we're doing this is through our Green Star School program.
Mm-hmm.
So the goal for this program is to help schools attain the Green Star School status and also to be a leader in environmental sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to educate kids on things like biomimicry, which is a method of innovation in which you observe nature mm-hmm. and then take what you learn mm-hmm. and apply it to solve our most challenging problems. And also about things like green chemistry,
mm-hmm.
which teaches us that we need to get to the molecular level
mm-hmm.
when we try to solve our problems and find new materials like for substitutes of plastics.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Have you achieved in finding a substitute for plastic?
No.
Not in general, but no. Basically whatever applicable.
Okay.
Whatever yeah. they can replace.
Plastic.
Plastic with something else.
Okay.
Like paper bags, for example. A simple right. example would be.
No, we're trying to raise awareness too, to help mm-hmm. other kids see this,
mm-hmm.
so they can also be leaders mm-hmm. and use what they're learning and apply it to help mm-hmm. find solutions.
Absolutely. You know, that's the theme of Mangalore Voice also, to motivate people to become leaders, to step up and achieve something. And this series, as I mentioned to you yesterday, is called Prachanda Putanikalu. It's exclusively kids series, and we're really, really happy to have you here as part of our kids series. This is really great. And global Kannada Snehitare, nimma makkala ella kelisikolta idare anta naavu bhavisthivi. Kids series alli bahala mukhyavagi naavu makkala mele focus maartta idivi, yakandre ಮಕ್ಕಳೇ ತಾನೇ ಮುಂದಿನ ಪ್ರಜೆಗಳು ನಾವು ಯಾವಾಗಲೂ ಫ್ಯೂಚರ್ ಅಂತ ಹೇಳ್ತೀವಲ್ಲ. ಸೊ ಹೋಪ್ಫುಲಿ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಕಿಡ್ಸ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಲಿಸನಿಂಗ್ ಟು ದಿಸ್ ಎಪಿಸೋಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಬೆಂಗಳೂರು ಬಾಯ್ಸ್, ಹಿಯರಿಂಗ್ ಪವನ್ ರಾಜ್ಗೌಡ, ಅಂಡ್ ಹೋಪ್ಫುಲಿ ಸಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಜಾಯಿನ್ ಗ್ರೀನ್ ಕಿಡ್ಸ್ ನೌ ಆರ್ ಡೂ ಅಂಡರ್ಟೇಕ್ ಸಮ್ ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ ಇನಿಷಿಯೇಟಿವ್ ಆನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಓನ್. ಪವನ್, ನೌ ಟೆಲ್ ಅಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದ ರಿವಾರ್ಡ್ಸ್. ಐ ನೋ ವೆನ್ ಯು ಸೆಟ್ ಔಟ್ ಟು ಡೂ ದೀಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ನೋ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಆಸ್ ಸಚ್, but your sincere effort has reaped rewards in terms of recognition, in terms of awards. How does it feel to receive these awards? For example, the two that Ramya mentioned up front, right? And more importantly, how do you leverage those to do even more?
Okay, so it's really good to receive awards because it shows that you're getting recognition and it mm-hmm. shows how important this work is.
Mm-hmm.
So when I get an award, it makes me more determined because if people are recognizing it, it shows how important what I'm doing is.
Right.
And I try to tell people about the importance
mm-hmm.
and to take action. Yeah.
Cool. How did it feel like to receive the President's Award?
Yeah. I had that question
too. Tell us a little bit about that experience.
So it was really great to receive the President's Award.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So now, while I couldn't go to the White House because of budget cuts, mm-hmm. it was still great to see all congressmen show up
mm-hmm.
and in order for me to present the award. And mm-hmm. also for the John Muir Award, mm-hmm. that was a really great moment too
mm-hmm.
because they said I had the spirit of John Muir. Mm-hmm. And that was really encouraging.
Wow.
That's really nice. How old were you when you received those awards?
It was about 2012.
Wow. Nice.
And you're in 10th grade now.
Yeah.
Wow.
So an 8th grader receiving yes. such a, you know, yes. high word. That's really rewarding. Pavan, we have more questions for you. I'm pretty sure people will be waiting to ask you questions also, but we'll take a quick break, play another song related to nature in Kannada, of course, and we'll be right back. We have a couple of callers on air. Wanted to take a quick song break, but before that, we'll go to the callers.
Welcome to Bangalore Voice. Yaar matartirudu?
Good morning. Ramya, Subbu matarudu.
Namaskara, Subbu. Heli. Pavan is here.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Hey, hi, Pavan. How are you doing? This is Subbu Padmanabh.
Thank you.
I heard about you and, you know, I read about you actually in the Bangalore Voice page also. And I was so glad that I wanted to speak to you. And thank you so much. And first of all, congratulations on all the good work you have been doing.
Yeah, thank you for your support.
And, and I just heard that you received the President's Award also. It's feather on your cap. I truly appreciate whatever you are doing from your understanding at such a young age. But I have a question right now for you, and I try to understand. In a green environment, if we are supposed to maintain a green environment, else nature will hit us at some point. For example, Chennai case, where the flood has come, and we have taken 600 to 700 lake beds and converted into construction, and that's when the water really comes, it cannot go into the lake beds. Like that, there are many instances where we consume the green cover of the nature, and then eventually nature will hit us very hard. And what are your understandings about preserving the green nature and how to protect the environment along those lines? If you can enlighten us, it will be good from your understanding.
So if you can rephrase that, basically, what is it that we can do to protect the environment?
Mm-hmm.
As individuals, all of us.
Yes.
Yeah. So now if you look at the problems being caused and the pollution, most of our pollution and the issues are being caused by the businesses and the private industry. So what we can do as consumers is that we can start making smart choices when we buy. So because we as consumers have the power and we can make an impact. So now if we look, now one of the problems is the Snack 20 companies and their palm oil.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what's happening is that these companies, in order to make something as small as a cookie on our candy bar, they're cutting down trees in Indonesia and hurting our planet.
Wow.
So we need to start taking action. And also if you look at the problems in India,
mm-hmm.
for example, in Bangalore, the lake of Bellendore
mm-hmm.
is flooding with foam and it's coming out as really poisonous.
Mm-hmm.
So basically we need to start taking action, and we need, so now you can do things like join things like Greenpeace and sign petitions, and just not be afraid to speak out for the cause.
Okay. So you mentioned about cutting down on the being consumers and how wise we can make decisions on buying products that can help save the environment. That's a fantastic note, Pavan.
Cool. Subbu, so nema question ke uttar sikta unta bahasthene.
Thank you so much for your great understanding.
All right.
Pavan.
Thank you, Subbu.
Pavan, when you were talking about how we can cut down on all the consumer products, have you listed like what are the products that we can, as individuals, cut down to save the environment in your website or somewhere that the people can be benefited from, like individuals?
Well, what I was talking about earlier, some of the companies are doing it. It's called the Snack 20 Group.
Uh-huh.
And they're really common, so like Crafts, mm-hmm. Nestle and Hershey's, some companies like these are the companies that are cutting down palm trees in Indonesia in order to get palm oil, mm-hmm. in order to build their products.
Mm-hmm.
So just look up the Snack 20 Group on the internet. They're really common. Mm-hmm. And Rainforest Action is a website that will give you more information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. You know, on the same note, being in California, being in this age of technology, what can some of these big companies do to protect or, you know, help the environment cause? For example, one simple example that I can think of is cutting down the usage of paper and going digital, whatever they can.
Yeah.
Have you come across any companies that are doing more or can do more?
Well, actually, a lot of the big companies are starting to become more environmentally sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
And they can do more than just reduce paper. What mm-hmm. they can do is that when they're making a product,
mm-hmm.
so for example, in the manufacturing industry, like when they made plastics,
mm-hmm.
they didn't consider the negative side effects that could come.
Mm-hmm.
So what they need to do is we need to start making more environmentally sustainable products.
Mm-hmm.
And in innovation, we need to consider environmental sustainability. So that's the main thing my organization is trying to spread to the K-12 level, So when they go into these big businesses, they can make those changes. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to build responsible innovators.
So to all those entrepreneurs, athwa IT company kelsa martaro ella Bangalore voice na shrotrugalige, point to note, nimma nimma company galalli nimma individual capacity le estondu avakashagalu iruttave namma environment na protect madodike prosper madodike ಸ್ವಲ್ಪ ಟೈಮ್ ತಗೊಂಡು ನಾವು ಗಮನಿಸಬೇಕು, ಗಮನಿಸ್ಬಿಟ್ಟು ಆಕ್ಷನ್ ತಗೋಬೇಕು. ಅಂಡ್ ದಟ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ ದೇರ್ ಈಸ್ ಟು ಇಟ್, ರೈಟ್? ಅಂಡ್ ದಟ್ಸ್ ವೈ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಪವನ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಟು ಟಾಕ್ ಟು ಅಸ್, ಟು ಟೆಲ್ ಯು ವಾಟ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಡನ್, ವಾಟ್ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ ಡನ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಹೌ ಇಟ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಡನ್.
ಅಂಡ್ ಟು ಕಾಲ್ ಅಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಟಾಕ್ ಟು ಪವನ್, ಇಟ್ಸ್ 510-270-8830.
ಲೆಟ್ಸ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಅ ಕ್ವಿಕ್ ಬ್ರೇಕ್. ವೆಲ್ಕಮ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಸ್ನೇಹಿತರೆ. ಬೆಂಗಳೂರು ವಾಯ್ಸ್ ನ 44ನೇ ಎಪಿಸೋಡ್, ಪ್ರಚಂಡ ಪುಟಾಣಿಗಳ ಕೊನೆ ಎಪಿಸೋಡ್ಗೆ ನೀವು ಲಾಗ್ ಆನ್ ಮಾಡಿದ್ದೀರಾ. ನಮ್ಮ ಜೊತೆ ಇದ್ದಾರೆ ಪವನ್ ರಾಜ್ಗೌಡ, ಎನ್ವೈರನ್ಮೆಂಟಲಿಸ್ಟ್, ಯಂಗ್ ಲೀಡರ್. ನಮ್ಮ ಜೊತೆ ಮಾತಾಡ್ತಾ ಇದ್ದಾರೆ, ನಾವು ಪರಿಸರ ಸಂರಕ್ಷಣೆಗೋಸ್ಕರ ಏನೇನು ಮಾಡಬಹುದು, ಏನೇನು ಅವಾಯ್ಡ್ ಮಾಡಬೇಕು, ಏನೇನು ಪ್ರಮೋಟ್ ಮಾಡಬೇಕು ಅನ್ನೋದನ್ನು ನಮಗೆ ತಿಳಿಸ್ಕೊಡ್ತಾ ಇದ್ದಾರೆ. ಸಚ್ ಅ ನೈಸ್ ಡೇ ಅಂಡ್ ಸಚ್ ಅ ನೈಸ್ ಅಕೇಶನ್ ಟು ಟಾಕ್ ಟು ಪವನ್ ಹಿಯರ್. ಸ್ನೇಹಿತರೆ, ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಟು ಪವನ್ ರಾಜ್ಗೌಡ, ನಮ್ಮ ಪ್ರಚಂಡ ಪುಟಾಣಿಗಳ ಕೊನೆ ಎಪಿಸೋಡ್ ನಲ್ಲಿ ಮಾತಾಡ್ತಾ ಇದ್ವಿ ಪವನ್ ರಾಜ್ಗೌಡ ಜೊತೆ. ರಮ್ಯಾ, fire up the next couple of questions.
Oh my god, Pavan, just I was talking to you and some of the things that came as shocking, because I'm a teacher and I work at school and I see kids bring a lot of snack and munches to school while to eat, but looks like they are not good. Can you elaborate on all of these snack products and how, what are they doing?
So many snacks we see every day, like Ritz, Oreos, Twix, Hershey's. Mm-hmm. See, they're being made from this thing called conflict palm oil. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a very controversial product, because mm-hmm. what they're doing is they're cutting down the oldest forests in Indonesia mm-hmm. in order to build palm plantations in order to make these products. So just a simple cookie is destroying our environment. So what we need to try to do as consumers, we need to stop trying to buy these products in order to make these companies more accountable for their actions and to teach them to make more sustainable products.
Yeah, and cutting down of rainforest is definitely going to impact on the ecosystem. So apart from the sugar rush to the kids, it's also going to affect them big time, like what's happening in Bangalore right now, the Belandur Lake that you mentioned. Can you elaborate on those lines, like what's happening there?
Okay, so in the Belandur Lake, so in Bangalore, what's happening is that there's foam coming out of the Belandur Lake. Mm-hmm. So this is very toxic foam that's just spreading throughout the streets and it's hurting a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So basically, this was all caused because of the limitless dumping in this lake that we see all across India. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a major problem, and it's another example how we need to make these big companies more accountable for their actions and to show them about environmental sustainability. And the way we can do this as individuals is basically just by making smarter choices and also speaking our mind. Going out and signing Greenpeace petitions, for example, is a way we can take action. Mm-hmm. And it's just one of the things that we can do.
Yeah. Wow. And that's one of the very important points to note, Snehitre. Neve gamanisidira Modi avaru bandaga Ganga nadina clean madodike eshtu doddu project aitadu. ಎಷ್ಟು ಕೋಟಿಗಟ್ಟಲೆ ಖರ್ಚಾಯ್ತು. ಬಟ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಪ್ರೊಆಕ್ಟಿವ್, ಈ ತರ ಬೆಳಂದೂರು ಲೇಕ್ ಇರ್ಬೋದು, ಬೇರೆ ಯಾವ್ದಾರು ಲೇಕ್ ಇರ್ಬೋದು, ಅದು ಹಾಳಾಗೋ ಮುಂಚೆನೆ ಸಂರಕ್ಷಿಸ್ಬಿಟ್ರೆ ಒಂದು ನಮ್ಮ ಆರೋಗ್ಯನೂ ಉಳಿಯುತ್ತೆ, ನಮ್ಮ ಪರಿಸರನೂ ಉಳಿಯುತ್ತೆ, ಕೋಟ್ಯಾಂತರ ರೂಪಾಯಿ ದುಡ್ಡು ಕೂಡ ಉಳಿಯುತ್ತೆ. ಆಲ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಡೂ ಇಸ್ ಕಲೆಕ್ಟಿವ್ಲಿ ಟೇಕ್ ಅ ಸ್ಟೆಪ್ ಟು ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಟ್ ಅವರ್ ಎನ್ವೈರನ್ಮೆಂಟ್. ಅಂದ್ರೆ ಈಗ ಯಾವ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್ರಿನೂ ಬರಬಾರ್ದು, ಯಾವ ಇಂಡಸ್ಟ್ರಿನೂ ಬರಬಾರ್ದು ಅಂತಲ್ಲ, ಕೆಲವು ಅಗತ್ಯಗಳು ಇರ್ತವೆ. ಆದ್ರೆ ಮೇಕಿಂಗ್ an informed decision, yavaga yenagutte, we definitely don't want to see something like another union carbide ever again in our history, right?
Yes.
So it's on us really, the people, to step up and make a determination for ourselves what's good and what's not good.
Yeah, not only the lake, I think where he was mentioning all the snacks like Oreo, Cheez-Its, Skittles, I mean the very common snack products that we buy and eat and make our kids eat, and yep. And that's so hazardous. And it's like a pyramid. You buy these products, they're cutting down the rainforest, and it's going to impact the ecosystem, and it directly impacts the human being.
Yep. Oh, any sounder? I can hear the kids throwing away Hershey's and Twix and whatnot. Cool. No, but hopefully at least some parents and some kids will take this lesson and cut down on these junk foods.
Yes. And are there any company coming forward to like sign the petition? You guys are working towards that. Are they really far behind? Are the companies willing to be more towards the environment?
Yeah, so now as you start making smart decisions, the companies have gone forward. For example, Mars is almost all the way done to try to take action, and more companies are along this path. So what we need to do is we need to keep doing what we're doing and getting more and more involved. So we try to make all these companies take action. Because still some companies haven't started yet, and this is a major problem.
Cool. Pawan, I forgot to tell you one thing about our kids series. For every guest speaker that comes on our show as part of this kids series, we give them a challenge, right? For example, there were these spelling bee champions, and the challenge that was thrown to them is to come up with a slogan for Bengaluru Boys using the words they had come across in the spelling bee competition. But in your case, we will turn the table around. Mm-hmm. I think we will take the challenge.
Okay.
So instead of Pawan, let us take the challenge and see to that in a month, by the end of this year, we will have at least 5 more kids actively involved in Green Kids now.
Yes.
How about that?
Okay, thank you.
And we ourselves need to pledge as well, Raghu.
Yep. No, I'm just kidding. Definitely, we will also pledge and we will get more kids involved in initiatives like Green Kids Now and to the extent possible, join Green Kids Now itself. So that's great. Pawan, tell us a few things that you see in day-to-day life. Of course, you talked about junk foods and such things, but you know, for example, using hybrid cars or electric cars, how much does that help the environment? What are the other things that you see in your daily lives that can help the environment?
Well, there's a lot of things that we're seeing in our daily life. So, for example, it's small things like recycling, composting, trying to keep things out of our landfill that's really important, because one of the main side products for landfill is methane. Now, methane is more than like 20 times more harmful than carbon dioxide, so it's going to have a harmful effect on our environment. Mm-hmm. So it's really important that we try to divert trash from a landfill. And also some of the new products that more and more consumers are adapting, which are also leading changes to businesses. Mm-hmm. For example, solar. Nowadays, if you look around, you see a lot more solar installation on people's roof, and the amount of solar installed has increased dramatically over the past few years. Mm-hmm. So this is one thing that people have done that's really great, trying to go off the grid and move to renewable energy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And with that action, we're also seeing it applied to our businesses. For example, now they're starting to make the solar batteries, like the Tesla Powerwall for our homes. And we just see new and more solar companies starting up.
Great. So as part of your initiatives, have you either developed a checklist or do you intend to, or can we come up with a checklist that we can publish and everywhere and people can follow? Maybe if there are 10 items on the checklist, maybe even if they follow 4 of them religiously, that would help the environment big time.
Well, I haven't come up with a checklist, but we do have tips that are available that
website.
We can put. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so it's really important that it doesn't have to be a big change. It's if you make small changes, that's good, and start taking action. Mm-hmm. And really what you have to do is you have to personalize the issue. Mm-hmm. So for example, we're seeing all these really bad weather events, all these floods, extreme weather events, and realize that it can impact you too. Mm-hmm. For example, the entire South India is being flooded.
Right.
So just the other day, I saw the army airdrop food and water to these people who are just stranded. Now, this is going to happen more frequently, and it's not going to stop anytime soon. So we have to realize this and just take action. So just make small changes because it can have a big impact.
Cool. The essence of Pawan's message is, my dear friends, hani hani gudra halla, tene tene gudra balla, and theer tarala hage, pratyobru and doddu scale alli, yella kelsana bittu, ಪರಿಸರ ಸಂರಕ್ಷಣೆಗೆ ಅಂತ ಕಾಂಟ್ರಿಬ್ಯೂಟ್ ಮಾಡೋ ಅಗತ್ಯ ಇಲ್ಲ. ಮಾಡಿದ್ರೆ ಒಳ್ಳೇದು, ಆದ್ರೆ ಎಲ್ಲರಿಗೂ ಮಾಡೋಕ್ಕಾಗೋದಿಲ್ಲ. ಆದ್ರೆ ಪ್ರತಿಯೊಬ್ಬರ ಜೀವನದಲ್ಲೂ, ಪ್ರತಿಯೊಬ್ಬರ ದೈನಂದಿನ ಜೀವನದಲ್ಲೂ ಅವಕಾಶಗಳಿರುತ್ತವೆ ಸಣ್ಣ ಸಣ್ಣ ರೀತಿಯಲ್ಲಿ ಕಾಂಟ್ರಿಬ್ಯೂಟ್ ಮಾಡೋದಕ್ಕೆ. ಈ ತರ ಎಲ್ಲನೂ ಮಾಡಿದ್ರೆ ಡ್ರಾಪ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಓಷನ್ ಅಂತ ನೀವು ಅನ್ಕೊಂಡ್ರೂ ಪರವಾಗಿಲ್ಲ, ಹನಿ ಹನಿಗೆ ಹೊಡೆದ್ರೆ ಹಳ್ಳ ಅಂತ ಹೇಗೆ ಹೇಳ್ತೀವಿ, ಹಾಗೆ ನಮ್ಮೆಲ್ಲರ ಕಲೆಕ್ಟಿವ್ ಎಫರ್ಟ್ ಪರಿಸರ ಸಂರಕ್ಷಣೆಗೆ ತುಂಬಾ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ ಮಾಡುತ್ತೆ ಅಂತ ನಾನು ಭಾವಿಸ್ತೇನೆ.
ರೈಟ್, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಪರಿಸರ ನಮ್ಮ ಒಂದು ತುಂಬಾ ಹತ್ತಿರ ಸಂಬಂಧ ಇದೆ. ನಾವು ಹೇಳ್ದಂಗೆ ವಿ ಕಾಂಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲಾಯ್ಡ್ ದ ನೇಚರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಡೆಫಿನೆಟ್ಲಿ ದ ರೆಪರ್ಕಷನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಮಚ್ ವರ್ಸ್.
ಪವನ್, ಒನ್ ಮೋರ್ ಕ್ವೆಶ್ಚನ್. ಯು ನೋ, ವಿ ಕೀಪ್ ಹಿಯರಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಕಾರ್ಬನ್ ಡೈಆಕ್ಸೈಡ್, ಓಝೋನ್ ಲೇಯರ್, etc. ರೈಟ್? ಎಜುಕೇಟ್ ಅಸ್ ಅ ಲಿಟಲ್ ಮೋರ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಹೋಲ್ ಓಝೋನ್ ಲೇಯರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಹಾರ್ಮ್ ದಟ್ ದಟ್ ಮ್ಯಾನ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಸಿಂಗ್ ಟು ದ ನೇಚರ್ through the ozone layer.
Yeah, so basically it's through the, so one thing is the greenhouse gas effect.
Mm-hmm.
So now sunlight comes through the earth every morning and heats up our planet. Mm-hmm. And some of this energy has gone through the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
Now in the form of infrared rays, this energy is trapped by this layer called the greenhouse gas layer. Mm-hmm. Which is made of methane and carbon dioxide. So this heats up our planet and keeps it warm enough to sustain life.
Mm-hmm.
But the real problem is this increase in this greenhouse gas layer through the increase of human activities like carbon dioxide, methane being pumped in. So this is absorbing more and more heat and heating up our planet. Mm-hmm. And that process is called global warming.
Okay. And all these things that I talked about in the show today, whether it's about junk foods or about the ozone layer or about the greenhouse gas effect, did you see any of these in as part of your curriculum in academics, or did you learn them on your own outside of academical routine?
So now I have seen this in school, the greenhouse gas effect and the global warming. So this year I'm taking AP Environmental Science, so mm-hmm. I'm learning more and more about it. Mm-hmm. But we need to start covering more about the environment, just not getting in the basics, but going more in our K-12 level.
Mm-hmm.
And really teach kids about the things they can do, educate them on a little bit more complex topics like biomimicry mm-hmm. and green chemistry, and get them from young to think in this direction.
That's precisely the reason I asked that question. I wanted to find out how much of emphasis is given to this topic in the early years in education, because the way we can impress upon this idea about protecting the environment to a kid, we cannot do that same thing with an adult. Adults ke agle gothagibirutte avarge illa avarge ondu kaalaji barutte athwa baradilla enu madakagala adre makkalige naavu sannu vayasnale helidre ಹೀಗೆ ನಾವು ಪರಿಸರ ಸಂರಕ್ಷಣೆಗೆ ಈ ತರ ಮಾಡಬಹುದು, ಈ ತರ ಮಾಡಬಾರ್ದು ಅಂತ. ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಬೆಸ್ಟ್ ವೇ ಟು ಟೆಲ್ ಚಿಲ್ಡ್ರನ್ ಈಸ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಬುಕ್ಸ್, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಯು ನೋ ಕಿಡ್ಸ್ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಲಿಸನ್ ಟು ಅಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಪೇರೆಂಟ್ಸ್, ರೈಟ್? ಬಟ್ ದೇ ಫಾಲೋ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಟು ದ ಡಾಟ್ ದಟ್ ದ ಟೀಚರ್ ಸೇಸ್. ಸೊ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಿ ದಟ್ಸ್ ಅನದರ್ ಡೈರೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಟು ಥಿಂಕ್ ಅಬೌಟ್. ಅಗೇನ್, ನಾವು ಎಲ್ಲ ಇನಿಷಿಯೇಟಿವ್ಸ್ ನಾವು ತಗೊಳೋದಕ್ಕಾಗೋದಿಲ್ಲ, ಬಟ್ ಯಾರೇ ಇನಿಷಿಯೇಟಿವ್ ತಗೊಂಡ್ರು ಅದಕ್ಕೆ ಸಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಅಂತೂ ಖಂಡಿತ ಮಾಡ್ಬೋದು. ಯಾರಿಗಾದ್ರೂ ಇಂಟ್ರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಇದ್ರೆ ಒಂದು ಅಕಾಡೆಮಿಕ್ಸ್ ಅಲ್ಲಿ ಇದನ್ನ ಜಾಸ್ತಿ ಫೋಕಸ್ ಮಾಡೋದಕ್ಕೆ, ಎಂಫಸೈಸ್ ಮಾಡೋದಕ್ಕೆ ಏನೇನು ಬದಲಾವಣೆಗಳು ತರಬೇಕೋ ಅದಕ್ಕೊಂದು ಇನಿಷಿಯೇಟಿವ್ ಶುರು ಮಾಡಿದ್ರೆ ಖಂಡಿತ ನಾವು ಸಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಮಾಡೋದಕ್ಕೆ ರೆಡಿ ಇರ್ತೇವೆ. ರೈಟ್ ರಮ್ಯಾ?
ಓ ಎಸ್, ಡೆಫಿನೆಟ್ಲಿ ರಘು, ವೈ ನಾಟ್.
ಆಲ್ರೈಟ್, ಲೆಟ್ಸ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಅನದರ್ ಕ್ವಿಕ್ ಬ್ರೇಕ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಲಿಸನ್ ಟು ಅನದರ್ ಸಾಂಗ್. ಇದು ವೆಲ್ಕಮ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಸ್ನೇಹಿತರೆ, ಬೆಂಗಳೂರು ವಾಯ್ಸ್ ನ ಪ್ರಚಂಡ ಪುಟಾಣಿಗಳ ಕೊನೆಯ ಎಪಿಸೋಡ್. ಪವನ್ ರಾಜ್ಗೌಡ ಜೊತೆ ಮಾತಾಡ್ತಾ ಇದೀವಿ. ಈ ಹಾಡು ಮತ್ತೆ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂ ಮಾಡ್ತೀವಿ, ಆದ್ರೆ ಲೆಟ್ಸ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಅ ಯುನೋ moment to hear from Pawan, his closing thoughts about, you know, it could be his future plans or it could be a message to our kids, our younger generation. Pawan, what do you think? What would you like to tell our kids?
Yeah. So now we can't just have one kid, one group, one community taking action.
Mm-hmm.
We need kids from all around the world to join together to drive their communities to achieve a more cleaner planet.
Mm-hmm.
So just take small actions, because small steps can add up to make a big difference. So make smart consumer choices, join petitions, and don't be afraid to speak out, because this is a very important issue that needs to be addressed.
Mm-hmm.
We need to understand that things like climate change and these increased weather events, these are our reality and this is our future. So we need to stop it. We need to help stop it now before it gets too bad.
That's good. Yeah, definitely. ಇವತ್ತು ಯಾರ್ಯಾರು ಕೇಳಿಸ್ಕೊಂಡಿರ್ತೀರಾ ಖಂಡಿತ ಇದರಿಂದ ಪ್ರಭಾವಿತರಾಗಿರ್ತೀರಾ ಅಂತ ಅನ್ಕೊಳ್ತೀನಿ. ಇಲ್ಲಾದ್ರೆ ನಿಮ್ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ಸ್ಗೆ ಮೆಸೇಜ್ ಪಾಸ್ ಮಾಡಿ. ಈ ರೇಡಿಯೋ ಕಾರ್ಯಕ್ರಮ ಏನಿದೆ ಅದರ ಆರ್ಕೈವ್ ರೇಡಿಯೋ ಜಿಂದಗಿ .com ನಲ್ಲಿ 2 ವಾರಗಳ ಕಾಲ ಇರುತ್ತೆ. ನೀವು ಯಾರಿಗೆ ಬೇಕಾದ್ರೂ ಕೇಳಿಸ್ಬೋದು, ನಿಮ್ಮ ಸ್ನೇಹಿತರಿಗಾಗ್ಲಿ ಬಂದ್ರ ಮಿತ್ರರಿಗಾಗ್ಲಿ ಇಂಡಿಯಾದಲ್ಲಾಗ್ಲಿ ಇಲ್ಲಾಗ್ಲಿ ಎಲ್ಲಿ ಬೇಕಾದ್ರೂ ಕೇಳಿಸ್ಬೋದು. ಬಟ್ ವಿ ಡೆಫಿನೆಟ್ಲಿ ವಾಂಟ್ ಮೋರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಮೋರ್ ಕಿಡ್ಸ್, ಆಫ್ ಕೋರ್ಸ್ ವಿ ವಾಂಟ್ ಮೋರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಮೋರ್ ಅಡಲ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಟು ಗೆಟ್ ಇನ್ವಾಲ್ವ್, ಬಟ್ ಡೆಫಿನೆಟ್ಲಿ ಮೋರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಮೋರ್ ಕಿಡ್ಸ್ ಟು ಗೆಟ್ ಇನ್ವಾಲ್ವ್ ಇನ್ ಇನಿಷಿಯೇಟಿವ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್
ಗ್ರೀನ್ ಕಿಡ್ಸ್ ನೌ
ಇಂಕ್. ಸೊ ವಿತ್ ದಟ್, thank you very much Pavan Rajgowda for being with us today here at Bengaluru Voice. It was a great pleasure to have you, and on behalf of everybody at Bengaluru Voice, wish you all the best in all your future endeavors and initiatives, and definitely we and the entire Bengaluru Voice community will be with you in your efforts.
Okay, thank you for having me.
Sure.